Good afternoon. I'm Earl the Voice Thomas, and I'm here with Charlene Ludke of the Radio Comedy Shows.com. And she's got a quite impressive resume of work in TV, film, commercials, voiceover work, and stage. Charlene, how did you get involved in all of this, and what training did you take?
I have been working at my acting career off and on since I was a child. Being involved with the radio comedy group started for me in 2008. I was introduced to our fabulous Mr. Mike Riley by a personal friend of mine. At that point in time, I sort of did a very small job for them called The Verandas, where I played a couple of Italian voices. And I've since then become part of the family.
Yeah, I've been impressed with your work, and I've always wondered, wow, she did that voice. Now she's switching over. How do you do that?
Oh, that comes with training as well. It's a combination of breathing. It's a combination of changing personalities. And you basically have to change your physicality. For instance, when I am playing an animal in Animal Court, like Amanda Beavershot, I literally become a beaver. I will take on the stance and the physicality of a beaver. When I'm playing Laurel Ann, even though she's a female cougar, I will take the stance of a cougar and become that. So it's about taking on physicality, bringing in that personality. And we all have those kind of, all those different kind of wonderful characters within us, and just letting them come out and play.
So it's a lot of fun when you do that.
Absolutely.
Now, the films, tell us about your experience as a ninja priestess. What went on there, and how much fun was that?
That was a bizarre experience in the Vancouver 24-Hour Film Festival, where I had to play a ninja priestess. We have 24 hours in which we have to put together a film that goes into a competition. A very interesting job, because I also had to have a Russian accent.
Can you do one right now?
Probably not.
You can't just turn it on and turn it off then.
No, it takes prep work. It does.
Well, what prep work do you do then?
What prep work do I do? First of all, what you do is you get a hold of your dialogue and you read it over and over and over again. You have to understand. You have to understand what is going on. You have to understand your character, why they're saying everything they're saying. And then you have to work with the dialogue. In other words, you would have to work with a Russian dialogue, just doing that, before you could layer it in. I've always admired those who could just wing it, and there are many who can. But mine takes prep work.
Right. I've always found it interesting why people do things that they do. Why did you get involved in TV, film, stage? Like, what training was involved? Was there something that got you going when you were younger? Because you did say you started when you were young.
Yes, yes. Well, as a very young child, I used to entertain my parents and their adult friends playing the broom as a guitar and being Elvis. just being the comedian that you are, I think it comes to you at a very early age. I would produce plays down in the basement on top of the toy box, you know, and invite them all to come and watch. It's something that sort of, I think, is intrinsic to you. I've never, even though I've had several other careers, I have never not considered myself an actor.
All right. Now, I see something really interesting here I want to find out about. You did a comedic short for Rick Mercer. Called The High Executioner. Tell me about that, and tell me what Rick Mercer's really like, because I do watch him and he cracks me up.
Yeah, I think he is what you see. That little piece was done as an interview because I wanted to become the West Coast correspondent for the show when it first started out, and it was first called The Monday Report, and he wasn't traveling as much then. He had other people doing the West Coast, and so that's what that was. That was a little bit of a comedy pitch to be able to do that. He's a very sincere person, very open-minded, very smart. And I think he's just a special Canadian treasure.
Yes, I enjoy watching him. Now, you've done so many roles. Pick out your favorite. Tell us the experience of it and why it's your favorite.
So many roles in all the different film and radio. Well, the one that is hitting truest and closest to me is Ellie May Do It from Hunker Down Hollow, which is part of this show. And one of the reasons why is because I can connect to her personally. She is from the backwoods. I am from Kamloops. So, and she's bright, and she is a very sensitive person. and a very spiritual person. And there's also a lot of comedy there in her and around her. And so that's what I love about her. But Ellie Mae, she does something to me.
Love how you do that.
See, now there's one I can do off the cuff.
Yeah. Do a little bit more Ellie Mae.
You want a little bit more Ellie Mae?
Yeah, I do.
I'm Ellie Mae Dewitt, and how are you doing today?
I'm glad to do it here.
We've got you here on the Love Line.
Yes.
Tell me what you're thinking.
Oh, I don't know if that could. It couldn't be printed.
They couldn't put that on the radio?
No.
Oh, why not, Earl?
Oh, well, this has been fun talking to you. Yes, it's been fun talking to Charlene Lutke, and I'm Earl, the voice, Thomas. Thanks for listening, everybody.
And thank you, Earl.